You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week it's the performing arts. And as always, local journalist and blogger Jen McKee joins us because she has her finger on the pulse of what's happening locally. Hello, Jen.
Hi.
And she never travels alone. She always brings someone special with her. And who's joining us today?
Today I asked Matthew Brennan from Dexter's Encore Theater to join us. He is the director and choreographer of the new production of The Full Monty that's starting there soon. I think most people are familiar with the movie version of this story. So if you could talk a little bit about what some of the differences are to the stage adaptation.
Oh, absolutely. I think the biggest change is the film is British. They have set the musical in Buffalo. I think that's equal parts. We don't want to listen to Americans try to do a British accent.
Right.
The other part is that it's more relatable. So they've set it in Buffalo. It's still the kind of same deal. The factory is closed. The guys are down on their luck. Jerry, the main character, is still kind of struggling with custody of his son and devises this plan to strip with some of his unemployed friends in an effort to get the money he needs to pay back his child support. So we follow the same trajectory of the movie. The biggest differences are just, of course, trying to put it on stage, busting out into song for no good reason, and keeping it more relatable to us in America.
Right.
I know there's a plot, and I saw it at the Fisher Theater, but all I can think about is the ending. And this is one of the songs from it. What song is this?
This song is called Let It Go. Not from Frozen.
There we go.
Not to be confused with Elsa.
Let It Go. And this is the big finish?
This is our big finale, yeah.
Did I capture your imagination? Did I break you down, make you smile? It's a serious little situation. Why don't we loosen up?
Now, the actors have to be a little brave to take this on, yes?
Oh, I would say a lot brave. they've all been incredibly good sports, too. You know, as the title suggests, at the end of the show, the guy's intention is to go the full Monty. So we're looking at six guys who literally have to bear it all in front of the audience about five times a week.
And this is in Dexter, right?
Local
actors?
We are using mostly local actors. We've pulled outside of just the Dexter community into Ann Arbor and Detroit. We've got a couple cats from Chicago that have come in to join us. Eric Parker, who plays our lead, actually comes from Adrian. He's directed and performed a bunch at the Croswell and he works at the Barn Theater regularly and is pretty big in the Chicago scene as well. So we're incredibly lucky to have him join us for this.
Is this something you bring your kids to?
It is not something I would bring the kids
okay,
to.
Good. Just want to get that out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no. It's definitely more of the ladies' night out. There's some language and adult situations. Okay. And again, you're going to see some skin. So.
And talking about casting a little bit, I think that one of the big things about this story is it's not these very confident, cut young guys. It's kind of your more regular, hardworking, maybe schlubby, older guys. So tell me about casting a little bit.
Yeah, Thalia Schramm, who's directing with me and who is the casting director for the theater, really had to kind of put the feelers out on this one because it is male-heavy, which is always a problem in theater and musical theater specifically. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a wide age range. We're supposed to have some guys who are in their mid-20s. We're supposed to have one character who's probably in his 60s. It kind of runs the gamut. And then on top of that, they all have to have great comedic chops and great acting chops. They have to sing. They've got to be able to dance. Wow. And they've got to be brave. So it's asking a lot. And the music, you know, it's very poppy kind of rock. Some of it gets incredibly high. So it's really demanding. And somehow, I don't know, you know, who she made a deal with to to get the gang of guys we have. But we've lucked out. And then some with just absolutely everybody in the cast being stellar and a standout in their own right.
Matthew Brennan, director, choreographer of the Encore Theater's version of The Full Monty. And when can you see it?
We open up on September 29th, and we're going to close on October 23rd.
All right. Thank you for your information. And
thank you for having me.
He is fully clothed and joining us.
We promise.
For this interview. Jen McKee is here, and she's going to fill us in on some other things happening around town.
Yeah, one of the first things that coming up is on September 29th, the Penny Stamps Lecture Series is featuring Mark Mothersbaugh, who we mostly know as the frontman of Devo, but he's also a visual artist. So he'll be giving a talk on September 29th at 5:10 p.m. at the Michigan Theater, and it's free.
It's theater time. Lots of theater going on.
Yes. Purple Rose Theater is getting back to doing world premieres, and they're doing one by Carrie Krim this time called Morning After Grace. This is about a couple who have a one-night stand after they meet at a funeral and kind of what happens afterwards. Another one that's coming up is The Drowsy Chaperone, which is just a really fun show that kind of spoofs 1920s over-the-top musicals. And that's playing at University of Michigan. The musical theater department's putting it on, and that runs October 13th through October 23rd.
That's been around for a while.
Yes, it won the Tony Award a few years back, and it's both a Valentine to musical theater while also making fun of it. So it's just a really fun show.
And some great music coming up later this month.
Yes, Kamasi Washington will be in town September 30th, thanks to the University Musical Society. He'll be playing at the Michigan Theater on September 30th. And tickets are still available.
And if you like Michael Jackson, we've got something for you.
We've got a tribute to the King of Pop here on Eastern Michigan University's campus at Peace Auditorium at 8 p.m. on October 8th. Tribute artist will be presenting his greatest hits, so that just sounds like a really fun time also.
Where do they find them?
I don't know. I'm not sure
about
that.
Do you know how many there are?
Yeah, I'm not sure how many they'll be featuring that night. But like I said, it just sounds like a fun night to kind of remember the music of Michael Jackson. So it's called King Michael, a tribute to King of Pop.
So everyone likes to dance. What's happening on that front?
Well, for me, my favorite form of dance is tap dancing. And Michelle Dorrance, who is a MacArthur Genius Grant recipient, as well as a former Stomp member, is bringing a show called Dorrance Dance to Ann Arbor, again, courtesy of UMMS. That's coming October 20th and 21st at the Power Center. And that's really exploring tap as more of a music expression of music rather than just dance by itself. It's really kind of exploring it as an instrument of its own kind.
Wow, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
Speaking of interesting, some interesting speakers and authors coming to town.
Yes, October 21st is going to be a hard decision for a lot of people because we have both Margaret Atwood coming to Rackham Auditorium on U of M's campus at 7 p.m. on October 21st. And the same night, we have Nick Offerman, who will be promoting his book called Good, Clean, Fun at the Michigan Theater at 7:30 p.m. So, as I said, it's going to be a tough choice. But both the tickets for both events come with a hardcover copy of each author's book. And I suppose if you can't get to one, try to make it to the other, or you have to kind of just make your best choice.
Nick Offerman will be definitely interesting.
Absolutely.
I've been watching, if you know him from Parks and Rec, and on the show, he talks about working with wood, and apparently he does that in real life.
He does. He does indeed. So he'll be talking about that and I presume kind of performing some of his comedy. And Margaret Atwood will be talking about her newest book, Hagseed, which was inspired by Shakespeare's The Tempest.
So it seems like it's on both sides of the spectrum.
Yes. You've got two very different crowds, two very different shows, but both should be really satisfying.
Local journalist and blogger Jen McKee, thank you so much for joining us on Art and Soul.
Thanks. It was great to be here.